love again. Love, love, love. Freshest kind of love. I can't, but it's all right. All right, listen. I want to share with you something that the Lord has put on my heart. I began to speak on it little by little, but I know it's Memorial Day. I've been on Wednesdays getting this thing concerning the book of Revelation, concerning the churches. But I want to share with you, and I'm going to go through a journey with you. I'll give you a lot of scriptures. You can write them down if you don't want to. I did not go to the U version, so just write them down. Just write them down. Y'all ready? Are you ready? Huh? Are you ready? I don't. They ain't ready, man. They ain't ready. Let me say it again. Are you ready? I'm going to give you the lineup as we do for the Spurs game. Center stage. The center for the Holy Ghost team is Jesus Christ. He happens to play the post, point, and he also plays the swing guard. He's also the head coach, the assistant coach, and the trainer. His name is Jesus Christ. He hails from the kingdom of heaven. He comes down from his throne to work on your behalf. He is perfect in all his ways. He always has a triple-double. He always has his stats that are higher than everybody else. He knows that at the end of the game, he won already. See, it's been a setup all along. And this man right here, this man, his name is Jesus Christ. It's the Son of God. When he steps in on the court, he steps on the field. People know that he is there for a purpose and a reason. He can't be deterred. He can't be pushed away. He's always focused what he's about to do. And people try to tell him, don't go there. He says, no, but that's where I've got to go. Wouldn't you like a player like that on your team? Huh? Would you like a player like that on your team? Yeah. Do you think you'd have victory? Yeah. All the time. Say it again, sir. All the time. Why don't we walk around like we got defeated? Right. But you don't know. But you don't know. I'm tired. I'm tired too. But I know one thing. I got victory. Amen. You got victory? Yes. Oh, I got victory. I got victory, 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 victory. But somebody better give me another pen because I got too many victories. Victory. My lost column over here, there ain't nothing lost. Because even when I lose, I win. Because if it wasn't, if he took it, he took it because it got something better for me. Mm-hmm. Right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, watch this. You remember Deborah? Huh? You remember Deborah? It was my black tundra. You remember Deborah? Come on, talk with me now. Talk with me. Deborah, she had those shiny rims. We'd drive up in the driveway, she'd start prophesying right away. Talking about my tundra. And I thought that was on the lost column over here. Because I lost it to repossession. So I said, okay, I lost that one, God. What's next? Don't ask that question because there went the house too. Okay, there went the house. God ain't no got no reason to praise you no more, God. You done took everything that meant so much to me. He says, did you forget that I'm on your side? Did you forget I'm on your side? You think that's a loss, but watch what I'm about to do. Amen. Mama, they missing it. Mama, look, let me tell you. They're missing it because we had to make do. Remember how it didn't flow? We'd walk in and we'd see the stairs, and to the right was a beautiful dining room, but that's all you saw. Remember that, Joseph? So you had to go around this way just to get to the living room. Oh, that's a nice living room. And you look to the kitchen, and then what used to be leading to a dining room, now we had to make do and make a room for Michael. Remember that? Huh? He's not in here, is he? No. Okay. It was a small room. He could lay in his bed, flip on the light switch, close the door, and get into his closet, laying down on the bed. Remember that? Yeah, remember that? He lay down in bed. Michael, how are you going to change the channel? Watch this. Right there. And we were always wondering why we didn't have much food.
He was right there in the kitchen all the time. So we had to make do. So when we lost the house, watch this. I'm talking to somebody here. I don't know who you are, but I'm talking to you. Lost the house and thinking, that's it. I got no credit, filed bankruptcy, lost the house, lost the car. I lost my mind. Don't know what's going to happen. And not in church either. That ain't my mess. I'm going to stay right here, though. Watch this. Had two little dogs. And a cat. Trying to figure out where we're going to go. If y'all don't understand this, that means I got deposits for two black dogs and a crazy cat. On top of the deposit for the house or apartment, we don't know where we're going to go. We don't know what we're going to do. We go walking around the neighborhood. We see a sign. It says, for lease. Well, okay, God, I'm going to call and tell him this. Look, you can run a credit check. We just filed bankruptcy. Our house is on foreclosure. I already have a repossessed truck. I don't know if you want to rent to us, but on top of that, we have two little dogs. I didn't want to tell them about the cat, though. So I did what normal people do. We do half truth. Just half truth. That's all. It's still true, but it's just half truth. So the man says, look, I ain't even going to run your credit. Don't even worry about the deposit for those dogs. If I run the credit, it's going to be a waste of your money, waste of my time. I just want you to move in. And because you told me everything up front and you were honest, that tells me everything about you. What had happened was there's a cat, but she's outside cat. I don't have no litter box. Yeah, no litter box. Nope. She goes outside. She's like a dog. She thinks she's a dog. She'll bark at you, everything. She's really my guard cat. The dogs are more like cats. They will not do anything. He's like, I appreciate that. Don't worry about it. Y'all can go ahead and move in. What I'm getting at is what I thought was my loss was actually my victory. My victory. You walk into my house now. Some of y'all been there, some haven't. But everything flows. Everything is open. We like to entertain. Okay, so y'all, I heard that. Thank you. Stop it. Well, Pastor, you ain't call me. Stop it. Not everybody coming to my house. Yet. Now, watch this. And I walk outside. Y'all, see, some of y'all don't know me. I like to barbecue. Happy. Every day that ends in Y is a barbecue kind of day. So my patio in the backyard is big. See, God knew what he wanted for me all along. And I thought that what I lost in that house and in that vehicle was my loss. But it was only my victory for where he was taking me. I said, so this is good, this is good, this is so good. I may have not got my Ford F1, no, forget it, 250 now. Because originally I started going to F-150s because of gas. I said, Lord, but if you're going to give me a truck, you know what? I want a 250 diesel. Because if I'm going to get something like that, I ain't going to have any worry about gas. Because what I gave was seed. Y'all going to miss that one. You may have given your truck or your house, Marty, but that became seed for your harvest later. So I released it in the spirit. I said, God, that house, it became seed to the kingdom of God. How was I ever going to sow a house? What's this? Y'all don't know. Y'all going to miss this one. How am I ever going to sow a vehicle? So I give it as seed. But in this season now, y'all have heard me say it. God's about to bless me. If he blesses me, he's blessing you. He's blessing you. I don't want to hear it. Guess what happened? I know you know this, but act like you don't know. Get it. Got a car debt free.
I know.
Debt free.
I know.
And it's a convertible.
That's the second one.
It's a convertible.
Double.
Mm-hmm. I put that top down. Shoo. Watch this. Watch it. All of a sudden, the top goes down. There's no more restriction to where I'm going. Five speed. Grace. He says, not only am I going to get things to you that you desire, because here's the thing we'd always joke about. We're going to get a convertible someday, so it'll be our car so we can go on dates. I said, the date to H-E-B? Why are you laughing? Let's show them how we do, babe. Let's show them how we do. We go to H-E-B? What you said now? She my wife. Y'all can look, but you can't have. She's my wife. Baby, do you need to go get some chili peppers over here? What about the tomatoes? What'd you say? Because you know H-E-B, they play music. I look at every opportunity. Oh, there's kids in the room. I got to be careful. Some of you adults know. You know, make every opportunity. When she walked by, baby, go check out the fruit over there. And I said, check out my fruit. Bag it up. And let's take it home. For the Lord has been good to me. So when we get in our convertible now, my wife don't even ask. She goes, pop, pop, pop. I'm ready. She ready to go. I said, come on, baby. We're going for a ride. Going for a ride. We take the long way around. Watch. God knew what we desired and what he did. And she'll tell me, man, you should have got a car a long time ago. You're a changed person. You think you're 21 again? I is 21 again. Dye my hair so I can look younger anyhow, so... What would have been something that held me back was something that catapulted me forward. Amen. So now watch this. Oh, karadabosi kaba. How I deal in this storm during that process will determine how I'm going to be when I'm blessed. Because watch this. Your blessing is only going to be just like you. If you're bitter and ugly over here in the storm and in the fire, you're going to be bitter and ugly in your blessing too. Because you'll think that you got yourself out of that. And all along it was God. He allowed you to go through what you go through to show you what he's made of, not you. That he shows up in everything that you're going through so he can bring you on that other side. Okay. Just setting it up for you. That's all I'm doing. If I can remember my past hurts, I can definitely remember all of the good things that he's done for me. Oh, get your Bible to Psalms 103. It's 11:20. I'll have you out of here at 12 o'clock, guaranteed. What you think? Whatever you say, Pastor. Psalms 103, I begin reading. New Living Translation reads like this. Let all that I am praise the Lord with my whole heart. Not half. Not a quarter. No. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget. I missed that one. May I never forget the good things that he does for me. I don't think y'all heard that one. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and he crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed. Like the eagles. My youth. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Lord. My youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. What you said now? Have you been treated unfairly? Yes. The Lord gives righteousness to you. Watch this. Here's verse 7. Here's what I want you to understand right here. He revealed his character to Moses and his deeds to the people of Israel. He revealed his character. Say character.
Character.
Say it with attitude. Character. That's it. To Moses and his deeds to the people Israel. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. Well, I thank you for coming to the house of manna today. I pray that you get blessed today. Have a wonderful day today. That right there is everything about Jesus. It tells you everything about his heart, his character, and his desire for you. But it don't stop there. Are you ready for another one? Say, preach on, Pastor. Preach on, Pastor. Have you ever felt that all things are going just fine? Then all of a sudden things just change on you?
Yes.
They just shift. Now, some of y'all remember this story last year. Went to Corpus Christi and went fishing with Josh and Michael. And we got on this boat. It was a center console. Had just a little roof like this. I don't know what it's for. It's just a little roof. But when we got up in the morning, it was dark. We got out on the bay of Corpus Christi on this boat. So there's four of us on this boat. We're going to go fishing. We'll go and get the bait, have all the rod and reels, shiny, pretty. You know, because you got to buy all the stuff that looks good because, you know, the lure is if it looks good to the fisherman, it's going to catch more fish. So now they make all these rod and reels all different colors now. And they got all these cool names. So the fishermen buy it now because it's going to catch more fish. So we get out on this boat. It's still dark outside. I mean dark. And the water is like glass. Well, this is nice. The sun starts to peek through the morning clouds. I mean, I get beautiful. Oh, this is just the wind just blowing through your hair as you're going through. I had a little bit more then. Just laughing at me like that. So I look at Josh. Isn't it cool, Josh? Yeah, it's cool, Dad. It's cool. Yeah, it's cool. All of a sudden, now the sun breaks. We're fishing. We're catching fish. Good old time. The birds are out there singing. The seagulls are dipping down. And then all of a sudden you see all these birds come, so we start following the birds. Because the trick is to follow the birds. You fish the birds. The fish are where the birds are going to eat, right? So we go and we fish and we catch fish. Like, oh, this is so nice. Getting a little hungry. I hadn't got delivered from food yet, so I was getting a little hungry and all we had was chips. If you have coffee that early in the morning and you don't eat, you have a tendency to get a headache. I hadn't got delivered yet. So stomach is. I turn and look at Josh and he goes, Dad, that was me. I look back and I look at Michael. Michael, mine too. But we're having a good old time. Good time. Now, all of a sudden now, we see in the distance these clouds start to move in. It went from no clouds to dark clouds in a distance. At a distance. We determine we'll just wait it out and see if it'll pass. Well, that wasn't the case. It kept getting darker and darker and darker. Now it went from dark to like no sun. And the only light we saw was lightning. And we're in a boat that's in water. I'm spooky. I'm very scared. So I got to act like I'm real cool, calm, and collected for my kids because I don't want them to think, Daddy, you're just a scaredy cat. It's all right. It's at a distance. We'll be all right. It's, you know, we'll be cool. Don't worry about it. I think we got all these kind of rods, metal, and everything. We're in the middle of the water. What's going to happen here? Oh, Lord Jesus. What are we going to do, Captain? Captain's looking at me like, what do we do? You're the captain. Well, what do you think? Should we? What do you mean? What do I think? I think if I can run on water, I'm going to run on water. I'm going to get out of here. And now it's thundering and lightning right around us. Now, how is it that in the morning it can be nice? You hear the birds chirping. You're praising God for everything. And then the storm comes and you're scared. You could be enjoying everything. Oh, this is awesome. God, you've been so good to me. I bless your mighty name, Jesus. I bless. Oh, Jesus, what are we going to do now? Those clouds don't look too nice. All of a sudden, things change on you in an instant. What you going to do then? How are you going to get out of that you're in? And then I was like, well, what are we going to do, Captain? He says, well, I think we need to pray. You can pray. What are we going to do? I believe in prayer, but we have a responsibility to do, not just pray. Y'all going to miss that one. Don't just pray. You have a responsibility to do something. You don't just pray. Okay, we pray. What are we going to do? Now it's raining. And there's no covering. See, when the storm comes, sometimes there's no covering to protect you from your storm. You're made vulnerable. What are you going to do? So finally, the decision was, well, the only way we're ever going to get out of the water is to go back through that storm to get to the dock. And the only way you're going to get there is going through that storm. So I said, well, can we go fast? And maybe we can miss it before it really comes down. He said, we can try, but it's going to hurt if it's raining. It ain't going to hurt. It's just water. How bad did it hurt, Josh? It hurt so bad. We were going so fast. You know, the hair that I had left, gone. And it was just hitting us. Bam, bam. Oh, ow. Ow, ow. It was hitting. It was so hard. Now, what was once glass was no longer glass. It was very, very choppy. So how you started the morning was not how you ended the day. And that's kind of how we are as Christians. We start out going strong in Christianity. We get saved, we get baptized, we go through communion, we go through all kinds of things. And then we get baptized in the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. You know why you get baptized in the Holy Ghost? It's called you get baptism of fire, meaning you're about to go through the fire. That you're not going to understand how to pray, you got to use your new language. Now it was all of a sudden choppy. Well, things change just like that. We make it back to the dock. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you. We didn't get electrocuted. And it just so happened it was still raining at the dock. And I, Este, had to jump out of the boat into the water because they didn't know how to dock it. Now I was really praying. My son did not know how scared I really was. The trailer is metal. See, I was just watching on the news just the other day. Some kids in the pool. And the light fixture. And they touched the rail. Got electrocuted. That's a swimming pool. There's lightning. There ain't no rails. And I can't see what's underneath the surface. So I don't know what's around my legs. Something starts wrapping itself around my leg. You can't see what it is. And then lightning is all around you. But everybody else, captain and everybody else, yeah. In the boat. Este, me. In the water. Josh and Michael with their heads down because it's raining. They don't care about daddy. They want to get in the truck. But they don't want to jump off the boat to get in the truck. So they're staying on the boat. Who's in the water? Me. So when I was praising God in the morning, when everything was like, me, look at pretty, how nice, look. When the storm came, I'm crying for my life.
And I'm worried about what could happen. What could happen? Here's the thing. Don't miss this. What could happen had me bound. But it never happened. But I walked around with something that got attached to me.
Literally.
Fear. Just saying. Some of y'all, what wrapped around you? It was just a little piece of seaweed, but to me, it was Leviathan. That thing came from the depths. It was a squid that ate Nemo up. And all of a sudden, I just saw the tentacles come up like this. It wrapped itself around the boat, and it sucked the boat in. That's what was playing through my head. I thought, for sure, this is it. I'm done.
Take me, Lord.
But when fear grips you, it'll take you off course. It'll take you off course real fast. All right, I'm trying to get you out of here. Try to get you out of here. I want you to write down the topic of this particular message. Get rooted in purpose, not get rooted on purpose. Get rooted in purpose. Rooted by purpose keeps you focused on the road to your destiny. Don't let others or self views or opinions about you uproot you from your destiny. I'll read that again. Rooted by purpose keeps you focused on the road to your destiny. Don't let others or self views or opinions about yourself uproot you from your destiny. James 5:8 out of the English Standard Version. James 5:8. Just write that down. Or if you're on your Bible, go to James 5:8. The English Standard Version reads like this. You also be patient. A little awkward, right? Did Pastor forget he was doing it? No. We don't like the silence. We don't like when God doesn't speak. Fear sets in. And then all of a sudden you start thinking the opposite of what he promised you or what he's spoken to you. And what he says right here in James, he says, you also be patient, period. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Isn't that beautiful? What that means, establish, means to strengthen and make firm your inner life. Now, this same word is used to describe Jesus' attitude and actions when he was headed to Jerusalem, knowing what was going to happen to him. Now, watch. Luke 9:51 in the Amplified. Luke 9:51. Now, when the time was almost come for Jesus to be received up to heaven, he steadfastly and determinedly set his face to go to Jerusalem. Why would that be in the Bible? We know that Jesus is supposed to go to the cross, right? We know he's supposed to go to the cross and suffer at the hands of Pontius Pilate, right? But how is it that Jesus can determine to go to the cross knowing what was waiting for him in Jerusalem? Knowing he knew what was coming to him. He knew that scriptures were going to be fulfilled of his torture, his ridicule, those turning away from him, being exposed. He knew that was all waiting for him, but yet he still went. He still went. Can we do that? See the face. We get all upset knowing that if we messed up so bad, you know, when we mess up in school and you got to go to the principal's office, that walk to the principal's office takes forever. Your steps get a little shorter because you don't want to go. Because you know you already messed up, but you don't want to go face the music. But how about if you know that you're going to go over here and you're going to be beat, stripped, ripped to pieces in front of everybody that used to praise you, follow you, love you, used to invite you in to come eat. The ones that used to be with you as you were sleeping on the side of the road because you had no place to sleep. The ones that stayed with you,
They got up and had coffee with you. They got up and ate fish with you. They were out by the lake. They got in the boat with you. But you're going to be going to this place knowing that you're about to suffer so much. So much. But yet he went anyhow. And we can't even walk this Christian walk without being determined, regardless what lays ahead of us. And I believe that that's what the Spirit of God is saying unto the church now, is that there's so much that is happening, but the church doesn't want to continue on. They don't want to continue on because it's too hard. They don't want to stay the course. Can you determine in your inner self to continue on, even knowing what is ahead of you? We need to be steadfast in what God has given us to do, not to be moved or persuaded, to leave our destiny with all winds of doctrines coming your way, self-ambitions, or this one. If it feels good, then it is good. That's a theology that is coming up through the ranks of the church. If it feels good, just do it. If it feels good, it's okay. If it feels good, just go about doing it. That kind of theology will get you off course. It'll get you off course. What are we to do? Stay steadfast. Determined in prayer. Stay steadfast with church attendance. Stay steadfast in reading the Word of God. Stay steadfast in pursuit after Him. That's what He's called us to do. If we can just do those things, stay in prayer, stay in the Word, attend church regularly, and I know things come up, don't misunderstand me, and really pursue after Him, there's some things that God is going to do for you because you stay faithful to Him.
Amen.
Now watch this. Even when the storm comes, He comes to you. He doesn't leave you. He comes to you. Peter was in the boat. They were in the safety of the boat. All of them were. The storm came. Jesus was coming. Was about to walk by until He heard their cries. He heard their cries. And then Peter saw Him. Now we all know the story. Peter gets out the boat, starts walking. It wasn't calm, smooth. It was turbulent. Was it not? But He comes to him. In your storm, He's going to come to you. Stay steadfast in what He told you to do. He told them to get to the other side. The storm came because He told him to go somewhere. Have you ever gone through something that all of a sudden you're going in the direction God tells you to go in, and now the storm comes? Doesn't it happen? Doesn't it really happen the way like it should have been? It should have been smooth because God said for it to be. Huh? Go over there, Inez and Marty, and I want you to start a church at the Comfort Inn. I want you to start this church with just your family. Huh? At a hotel. Go start it over there. God, if we stay in a hotel, people are going to think that we're fly by night and people are not going to come. They're not going to come. They're going to think that we're just going to continue to have church, take money, and that's it. And then we can just uproot and leave at any time. That's when the Lord said, will you really trust me and be rooted in my cause and my purpose for your destiny? Well, I said, God, remember I started talking about the roots. On Wednesdays, I will root myself in my destiny. And so that when the wind of doctrines come from all kinds of craziness, I'm not going to move. I'm not going to move. Even my own doctrines. You know what my doctrines are? What if I just change the service and just do what everybody else does? Quit prophesying, quit laying hands, and the church will grow. You don't know how many conversations we have that way. Lots. Because people don't like to go to prophetic churches. Because they get exposed. They get exposed. I ain't going to that church because he's going to say something. I don't want to go there and sit down because he's going to look at me with that eye. And then he's going to start prophesying. He's going to start prophesying as he prophesies. And then everybody's going to know my business. So I ain't going to go unless I really need a word. Mm-hmm. Only when I need a word, I'll go. And the Lord said, what are you going to do, Marty? What are you going to do? Are you going to change the way I told you to be? Well, I know of some folks that they got out of flowing like that and their church grew big. They grew real big. They even bought land and put a carousel in there. Oh, yeah, real big. And, Baya, their teenage sanctuary is bigger than this and state of the art. Gentlemen back there in the sound booth. Remember when they went to go perform over there? And that sanctuary was for the teenagers. State of the art. What did they do? They quit prophesying. Quit laying hands. Quit doing deliverance. And they got real comfortable to make the people comfortable. And it exploded. I ain't knocking it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking it. I just know that what God called me to do, I'm going to do. I'm going to be rooted in my destiny. And where we're going, as long as we stay that course. If we stay that course. And along the way, make memorials of where we've been. Because where we've been, He was there with us. See, when Joshua came out, crossed that Jordan, he picked up 12 large stones. And he didn't make the memorial back where he came from. He made the memorial where God took him to. The thing is, we make memorials for the places we used to be. Where God is saying, make the memorial to where I've taken you. To know that I'm always moving you. Because every time I move you, you'll be challenged. But stay rooted. Even when it doesn't come. Even when you don't see it happen when you thought it was supposed to happen, when they told you it was going to happen. And it didn't happen. Stay rooted. But you don't understand, it's been long, long, long time. And I've had all kinds of words given to me that it's going to happen. But it didn't happen. It says, make that memorial in the new place that I take you. You ain't seen the victory yet, because He didn't make a victory altar. He made the altar a memorial when He crossed over. And that was the first victory. He caught him to a new place. And He made that altar then. He didn't make the altar after the walls of Jericho came down. He made it before they came down. In other words, He made the altar unto the Lord as a remembrance of what God did, just bringing them over. To always make a remembrance, to go back and say, if He did that, if He did that, what else is He going to do over here? So in the midst of my transition from my old to my new, let me grab some stones in my transition so that when I get to a new place and I still don't know what's ahead of me, I can look at these stones and ask, what mean these stones? It's a memorial to show you I didn't leave you. And I didn't leave you there. But what I spoke to you will come to pass. And it's going to happen regardless of the time. It's going to happen regardless of what everybody else said. It's going to happen because He said it was going to happen. He's going to bring it to pass because He said it. But are you willing to stoop down to pick up something that you could always look back to and say, He did it for me. And what He did for me, I'll never forget. So that when He does another great thing, I can always look back and say, You did it for me. And You'll do it again. Bring to remembrance all of His benefits. All of the good things that He's done for you. See, there was also a time of remembrance. Do you remember that story? It was just a story. It didn't really happen, I don't think, because there can't be that God would flood the whole earth. He would flood the whole earth. God did. Oh, so it's real? For real? So there's really a boat that was that big that carried all these kind of animals? And then he says to the one that told him, hey, you, I want you to go make a boat. I know you know what it is, but just go make a boat. And then after the water recedes, I'm going to show you that I'll never do it again. God didn't reach down on earth to make something as a memorial for Noah. He reached up in the heavens and he created something that expanded over his creation. And he says, when you see this, you will know I will never, ever flood the earth again. Why would he use a rainbow? Because when the storms come, look unto that sign for you. You're never going to experience that again either. You're going to come out. And when you come out, you'll be at a different level. A whole different level. The people that came against you, watch this. This is just about Noah right now. They didn't understand Noah. They didn't understand his way of thinking. They didn't understand why he was doing what he was doing. They came against him through the process of building. Came against him because that's not the way they would build. That's not the way you build it. How do you know? You've never seen one either. You've never been here either. But you have a sudden, all of a sudden, you have a voice that needs to be heard. And you want to tell Noah how to build something that you know not of. That God didn't speak to you, but now you want to build it this way. And if he'd have listened to all those people saying, do it this way, he would have drowned and everything with him. But God said, if you do it my way, the way I say to do it, and not listen to all kinds of things that come your way, watch what I'll do for you. Be rooted in the things of God. Be rooted on what he says, thus saith the Lord. And when he speaks a thing into your spirit, know this, they're going to come. Come on, Oscar, stand right here, Oscar. Stand right here, Oscar. When you're rooted, stand right here, face them. You're immovable. But that don't mean they ain't going to try. That don't mean they're not going to push on you. That don't mean they're going to try to get in your ear that they're going to stop. They're not. They're going to get in your ear. They're going to try to tell you you can't do this no more. You're not the one that God chose. You got to change some things up. But if you stay rooted in what God said for you to do and the way he told you to do it, he says, I have given you precision on how to build so to maintain and sustain life, not just your own. Oh, y'all gonna miss it. Not just your own. The problem is we think, I've got it. God's gonna save me. He ain't doing it just to save you. He's doing it to preserve his destiny in conjunction with your destiny so that it shall be fulfilled. But don't let anybody come in and tell you it ain't gonna happen. That you're crazy, you're a liar, you fabricated everything. This isn't a word of the Lord or a promise from God. You're going to have people attack that very thing that God spoke to you. But don't move. Don't change the way he's making you. Let him finish the work that he started so that he can do a complete work. It gets hard. It gets dark. The winds begin to pick up. And all of a sudden, what you did not know that you could handle or withstand, you have to dig in deeper and deeper to allow the roots to go to your destiny. That nobody can uproot you. That no one can take you off its course. Because you can always look back to a memorial and say, if he did it then, he'll do it now. If I've lost over here, then I let it go. Because over here on this side is my destiny, where he's taking me. But I got to look back and look at those stones, the things of my past, and how he's brought me through to show me I wasn't crazy. and to know him as a redeemer, his character. He revealed unto Moses his character. Why would he write that in the Word of God? I reveal my character through your trials, your tribulations, your storms, your dry seasons, and the season of drought, the seasons that you don't know what's going on, the season where you think that the floods are about to take you out. He says, you're going to know my character in every season of your life. But the reason you got to know my character is to know my ways. And when you know my ways, you'll know my benefits. And you know why. You'll know why I've allowed you to go through. It's never for you, just you. It's for others around you. Remember I said on Wednesday, if you weren't here on Wednesday, you're missing a prophetic statement. What are people seeing on you? Well, I'll tell you what, I want God to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Because you weathered the storm. Now when your season comes, all of a sudden now, the fruits lift up your hands. The fruits of your storm will teach you a whole new way of worship. Whole new way of worship. It can be through tears. It can be through joy. But one thing, there's worth to your song that is within. And you can always look back on the storms of your life and know he never left you. He helped you right there. Because he's revealing his character. Character. To reveal his glory. The fruit of your storm is worship. Your worship. Even when it's so hard to worship. Even when it's so hard that you want to let your hands down. He'll bring to you an Aaron and a Hur. Because when your hands are lifted up, victory is won for those that are in a fight. You're not alone in this. We're not alone in this. But I know one thing. I'm not crazy. Are you crazy? Are you going a little cuckoo? People say you just kind of sideways. Well, then tilt your head and it'll be right. Because what God said is what I stand on. Not what you say, nor your opinion. Watch this. Or my own opinions about myself matter. It's about what he says matters. And if you've lost it all, give it a seed. Give it as seed. God, I just give it all to you as seed for my harvest later to come. Because who knows, in that very season, you will turn around and your harvest will be staring right at you. And when it stares right at you, come stand by your dad, please, all three of you. Because during that time, keep your hands up, sir, and worship. Hold his arm. Come on here. Hold his arm. Come here, baby. Turn around, face him, face him. See, sometimes you may feel like you're alone and like you can't do this. But you can look back and see the fruit of your labor. As a remembrance of his faithfulness to you and to your precious children. That you can, you have, and you will. Greater is for you. Because you let go. If we try to take you out. And you held on to the promises. Even when they came against you and they came against them. So, but God, these are mine and I will die for them. I'll go through it knowing that it's going to be hard I'll go through it knowing it's going to be tough. I'll go through it knowing that I'll be ridiculed and talked about. I'll be lied about, misunderstood. I'll go through it because you spoke in a thing to me. And you said, God, I will go with you all the days of my life. And when you feel like you can't, look around you. Your support system is right there. They will constantly pray you through and believe in you. Because you've already had victory, man. Victory. Steady the course. Steady the course. For your destiny is greater. Greater. Root yourself in what he's spoken to you so that no one can take you off course. No one. Who cares what they say? Who cares what they think? It's what he says that matters. Because these are your fruits. Your fruits. I had your baby stand in front of you. Because she represents a Joshua and Caleb. Your Aaron and your Hur will always be there. But your Joshua and your Caleb will go further and further. Because you're plowing the way for them. You continue on. Continue on. You'll see great benefits. Great benefits. Now, grab hold of your precious fruit. Of your precious fruit. And know this. It's because God saw your heart. Don't let no one move you out. You stay rooted in what God told you. Because all the trials and tribulations, your remembrance is right there with you. And he brought you through. He's kept you, maintained you. He will take you and sustain you there. I bless you. I bless this precious family. But I bless what is coming your way. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't let the devil come and steal what's rightfully yours. Don't. Know that he's spoken, and that's what you stand on. Even when it goes the other way, you stand. Because in its season, in its time, it will produce its harvest. And you'll turn around. And that fruit of that word spoken will be right there. It'll be right there. Don't miss what God is doing in this hour. Things are being accelerated and things are being opened up. Not just doors. Windows of opportunity. And a window for him to show his arm to be strong. Strong. In your life, because he loves you. It's Memorial Day weekend, and we always remember those that have fallen, but let's remember those that are standing. Because there's men and women of God in the armed forces that are still standing on the front lines. We don't want to remember them when they're gone. We want to remember them as they are now and hold them in our heart. Well, I don't have anybody in the military. You're in the army of the Lord. You're standing the test of time right now. And you've been in a fight. And I know that God is going to bring you through. Amen. Stay rooted in your destiny. Because the trick of the enemy is to try to get you away from your destiny. Stay rooted in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Whew. Elder, if you go ahead and pass those out, please. 12 o'clock on the dot, is it not? 12 o'clock? That was just the first service. We're going to get ready for the second one. Just wait. Listen. Hannah, come here, Hannah. Come here, Hannah. Hurry, quickly. As elders passing these out for the tithe and offering envelopes, I want you to write on your envelope, if you would, please, what you're believing God for, okay? Because I told you on Wednesday, if you were here on Wednesday, he is going to make a memorial and bring to remembrance his goodness. Just write it down. A memorial. Amen? Now, after we sow the seed, y'all might as well go ahead and sit down because I don't want to go Holy Ghost yet. I am. Okay. Now, I want you to write it down. We're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate in here, okay? I want you to write that one thing you're believing God for, okay? You say, well, Pastor, I got a list of things. No, that's that one thing. The big one. The big one. Well, I got a lot of big ones. The big one. That's the one you write down, okay? Write it down. And we're going to put it into the chest. We're going to pray and believe God and bring to his remembrance his promise and all of his goodness and his benefits that he has for us. I'm going to believe God for a miracle on your behalf. Okay? Are y'all ready? What we're going to do is we're going to pray. You're going to come. We're going to deposit. But you're going to stay up here at the altar, okay? Is that okay? As family, can we do that? Okay. All right. If y'all are ready, I'll wait until everybody's ready. I don't want to rush you. But don't be writing a whole book, though. I said one. Okay. You got it? If you have it ready, lift up your envelope as a wave offering unto the Lord. And this time I'm waiting to make sure. I am watching. Not to see whether you give, but see if you're ready. Okay, we're almost there. I'm gonna let you catch up. How many of you know that we're gonna have fun in church? We're gonna have fun? Why are we gonna have fun in church? Because that's how he intended it to be. You're going to have life and have it more abundantly. Ready? Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, I bless their very seed, Father God. But more importantly, Father God, I bless their activation of faith unto you, God. Because the word of God has penetrated into their heart, into their spirit, and their soul. And Father, I thank you that the activation, because of their actions, Father God, will bring about the harvest and bring down what you have stored up in heaven for them. And Lord, right now, I just thank you right now for the thing that they are bringing to remembrance unto you. As it is written on their envelope, Father God, that thing, because you said in your word, you are about to do a thing. You're about to do a new thing. Now do a new thing in their life, Father God, that by this week, Father God, some people are going to change addresses. They're going to change vehicles. Some may change jobs. Lord, I even thank you. Some people are even going to change the way they dress in a good way. That's not a bad thing. In a good way. That it's not going to be, what do I have left to wear? It's going to be, what do I get to wear? Amen. Let there be a change, God, so that everybody can see, Lord, how good your word is when we activate our faith in line with your word. Not because we're giving to get, but because we get to give to you, God. I thank you for release in Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's children said amen. I want you all to come, and as you release your seed, I want you to stay up here, stand up here. Let's move this back by the cross, if you would.